Wait for it, wait for it. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Hello, I am Dave Guerra, and I welcome you to episode 50 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. How are you? How was your summer? We're just on the verge of fall, and things are going to start moving right into the holiday season, so I hope you had a great leisurely summer vacation or summertime off or just, you know, just a nice summer. But we're moving on, and just like we're moving on in the calendar, we're moving on here today. This is episode 50. Wow. 50 episodes, 49 others have been in the can, done, sealed, delivered to you. And I hope you've liked them, and I appreciate you listening, and I've appreciated those of you that have sent the feedback, and it has been a lot of fun. But you know what? I've got other stuff to talk about, so let's get this podcast started now. Los geht's mit diesem Podcast.
It's time for the special announcements!
Wow, 50 episodes. Well, this is the 50th, and I want to take some time to kind of thank everybody that's... Well, that started off and joined up and listened over the, well, since about, January of 2008. That's what, man, that's 5 years and going on 6 years of podcasting. So on average, that comes out to less than 10 a year. Yeah, that's wrong. And that's wrong on my part. I know I wanted to ramp it up. And I haven't had a chance. Life happens, but you know that. Life happens to you every day. It happens to me every day. But we go on from there. And you know what? My objective is to still ramp up the podcast. Let's see. The introduction was done February 10, 2008. And that was the first episode. And that got everything going. And then our first guest, Lieutenant General, retired. Former Berlin Brigade Commander Jack D. Woodall. General Woodall, thank you very much for taking the time and talking to me and, well, talking to everybody that served in the Berlin Brigade and anybody and everybody that listened. We appreciate your time. And General Woodall and I still stay in touch. We do correspond. Not as much as I'd like. But he's a busy man. I'm busy. It's kind of like I said, you know, life happens. But, you know, at least we make the effort to communicate and we still stay in touch. So, again, thank you, General Woodall. I hope things are great where you're at. I hope, I hope life is good where you're at right now and what you're doing. And my understanding, it is actual retirement. I know he retired from the Army, but he was doing some other stuff. And as my understanding, he has retired. Who else? Well, our third and fourth episode was Inga Nye. You remember Inga? She was in Berlin. Her family was on the west side of Berlin when the wall was up. And so we chatted with her for a little bit. Then our good friend, our dear friend, John Parmenter, took care of episodes 5 and 6. He was a lot of fun. Great time talking to him. So good stuff there. Thank you, Inga. Thank you, John. Episode 7 was just an update. Episode 8 was Rob Pellington, first of a two-parter. Rob Pellington, that guy was a hoot. If you remember those episodes, those were a lot of fun, 8 and 10, because episode 9 was a Thanksgiving update for that year. I want to say it was for, November 9th, 2008. That was a lot of fun. After Rob Pellington, Rob Pellington had a two-parter, but we repeated... part two on two episodes because we updated the information. We kind of gave you updated news. Anyway, so that was fun. And then our good friend Mark Hooker from the Save Teufelsberg Project was episode 12. That was a lot of fun. Weldon English was episode 13. Episode 14, Al Fellhauer. Man, another hoot right there. And if you've listened to him do radio up there in the Michigan area, you know what I'm talking about. Bruce Gleason, the 298th band, he was with us, and that was a lot of fun. And that episode 15, aired on October 24, 2009, and he shared with us some very interesting stories of life with the 298th band. Episode 16 is one of my favorite ones. It's the first time that a guest and I actually got in the same place at the same time, and that was a lot of fun. And we got together in Berlin, and again, that was Inga Nye. You remember her? Well, I went to Berlin for the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, my family and I. And that evening, the November 9th, it was a Monday night, and it rained, and it was just cold and wet and damp. But I had my daughter with me, and it was one of those experiences. You know, she wasn't too sure if she wanted to go, but I said, hey, how many times in your life are you going to be in this place at this time, at the 20th anniversary of a wall falling down, a wall that basically divided the world into two parts? It's not. And really, you should just stick it out. And she did. And I am grateful to her, and I'm glad she enjoyed it. I'm glad she got to be a part of it, and I'm glad she got to be part of history. So now she's got something to tell her grandkids of what she did when she was, you know, just a wee little girl. But again, she did it. She was a trooper. She met Inga. My father-in-law was there with us. That was a lot of fun. He, too, served in Berlin while I was there. He was there. And that's how I met his daughter, who turned out to be my wife one day. Well, she did. One day she became my wife. I remember, and then, he's my father-in-law. So he was there. My daughter was there. Inga and I was there. We had a great conversation. That's episode 16. And that aired on December 8th, 2010. And that was right after I got back from Berlin. And then that segued us into one of the most interesting, I want to say the most, has become controversial in a sense of, what happens when you don't strike when the iron is hot. And if you've followed us on our Facebook group, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to get into details here, but it's episodes 17 and 18 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. And that was with Jackie Dunn, John Bolden, Michael Broadway, and Ray Williams. John, Michael, and Ray were assigned to Combat Support Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry. I was there at the same time they were there. And Jackie was a former East German. She lived in East Berlin. And, well, you know, those guys, the three guys, John, Michael, and Ray, well, basically, they spur the moment, he cooked up a plan and got Jackie out of East Berlin. I mean, you know, there were some repercussions. When are there not repercussions? Because obviously it wasn't a sanctioned event. It wasn't a sanctioned mission. But I can see where they were coming from, because there were some things that it was not about. And some of the obvious ones, it wasn't about that. But what it was about was trying to give somebody their freedom, the freedom they really, truly wanted. And in this case, it worked out. She got her freedom, but a couple of years later, the wall fell down. Could she have lasted? Well, probably. But you know what? We don't know. We can't go back and rewrite history. All we know is that these three guys and this lady, all four of them, made history. And you need to check out episodes 17 and 18 to get a better idea of what was going on. Let's see. So now that takes us to episode 19, author Stan Nelms. And we also had a great update from the Berlin U.S. Military Veterans Association Vice President Tom Hartney. Author Stan Nelms was an MP with the 287th, and he wrote this awesome book called The Rat Shack. And it was a story about a MP who was assigned to Berlin and then, boom, gets sent over to Vietnam. And the story really, really takes place in Vietnam, but it has a great beginning in Berlin. I do invite you to listen to episode 19 and check out that book by Stan Nelms. Episode 20, writer-director Donna Musel. Donna wrote, directed, produced, and a little bit. She just was like the janitor and the accountant and everything. The key grip, whatever a grip is, I don't know. If you know what it is, please let me know. Of Bratz, Our Journey Home. If you were a military brat, or if your kids grew up in the military while you were in, you got to check out this movie. This really opens up it opens up your eyes if you've never been a brat. And if you've been a brat, it's nice to know, hey, I wasn't alone. Those people felt the same thing I was feeling. You know, my father was in the military. He was career Army. So I know where they're coming from, and I understand that. Bob Johnson took care of episode 21. Bob Johnson also, he started off with the 298th Army Band, and then went to the Berlin Brigade Public Information Office. He was a photographer. He had a great story there that he talks about. Episode 22 has become one of my other favorite episodes, and that one is with author T.H.E. Hill. That's right, Thomas Heinrich Edward Hill. And he was the author of Voices Under Berlin, The Tale of a Monterey Mary. Now, a Monterey Mary is somebody who went to the DLI, the Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California, hence the Monterey Mary part. It's not like Axis Sally or Tokyo Rose. No, it's not like that. It's kind of, but it's not. It's not gender specific in this case. And very interesting story. And, well, he's got another book out. And if you get a chance to check that one out, too, it's called Reunification. And it's, well, since then, before Reunification, there was a day before the Berlin Wall. Very interesting story. That one is really cool. It's kind of like, well, what would have happened if we had known right before the wall had gone up? Episodes 23 and 24, good friend Dan Southard. He joins us for episodes 23 and 24. Talking about his time in Berlin, when the wall went up, kind of what was going on. And he was with the 3rd Battle Group, 6th Infantry, and he talked about those days when the wall was just being constructed and the events were still unfolding and the political situation just kind of turned on a dime. You've got to listen to that one, episode 23. Also, in episode 23, we talked to Ginger. Ginger is from the boot campaign. She was a boot girl, and the boot campaign basically is, well, kind of like, it's a fundraising nonprofit organization that kind of, they've partnered up with, what's the name of that company? Altama, I'm sorry, boots. And they sell boots, and then a proceeds of those boots, a portion of the sale goes to, like, Wounded Warrior and other projects that they've got going on, and really good stuff. And this boot campaign has just expanded so big, so fast. I applaud them for their tenacity, their commitment to what's going on, and their dedication to just seeing it through, and it's still going on. Let's see. Episode 25 is the first time I did this, and it's the 2010 edition, and it was fun, and it was really cool. What it is the where were you when the Berlin Wall fell? It became a question that I was asking everybody, and in the early episodes you hear it. But what I started doing then is saving those answers to that episode. And in November of every year to commemorate the fall of the Berlin Wall, any interviewee that I had asked throughout the year, I kind of rolled that into one big episode. So be on the lookout for that one real soon. And that one just basically answers the question, where were you and what were you doing when you heard the Berlin Wall fell? And that has become an awesome compilation. We revisit old guests and their answers. You know, they all tend to be the same. Everybody was in awe. They all thought it wasn't going to fall down. But it's great to hear it from everybody because, again, it kind of helps reinforce, hey, you know, I was feeling that same way too. So we were all sharing the same thing. It just shows the level of how much that city and that situation has affected us. Episode 26 was the Merry Christmas 2010 and Happy New Year 2011 episode. It wasn't that long. It was about 14 minutes, but we talk about a couple of little things. And so if you're in the Christmas spirit, by all means, please check it out. Writer-director Eric Stange, he wrote and directed, also and produced, and After the Wall, A World United, and it aired on PBS in January of 2011. It also, what was it, The Berlin Wall, A World Divided. It talks about the politics, the personal, the global, pretty much he covered all aspects of what was going on when the wall went up, wall was up, and what was going on both sides. And he also talks about in the episode we talk about, After the Wall, what happened to bring it down and what's happened since then. Excuse me. Let's see. Episode 28, near and dear to my heart. Why? Because it's my mother-in-law, Barbara Engelbrecht, and she was a spouse. She was a military spouse. She wasn't married to the military, but her husband was a member assigned to the Berlin Brigade. He was served over at Clay Compound at BB headquarters, and I cannot tell you what building he served in. I know where he served. I just don't remember the actual name of the building. But we talk about her life in the Berlin Brigade, what she did, and kind of get that unique aspect of the family members' side of life in the Berlin Brigade. So I thank her. It was a lot of fun doing that and talking to her and kind of getting a different perspective. You know, I was there, they were there, and I was, you know, the infantry enlisted side of things. But her side was, you know, the military spouse side of things, family member side of things. So again, it's a unique perspective. That would be episode 28. Episode 29, Charles R. Sledge Jr., author of The Batters Out, a baseball training manual. We talked to Charles for a good while. And yeah, we talked to him for almost an hour. And it was a lot of fun. We talked about what he did in Berlin, what was going on, when he was there, how he got into baseball, how he got to write the book, The Batters Out, baseball training manual, and just pretty much life in general. And we're waiting on a follow-up from Charles, so be on the lookout for that, too. What have we got? Oh, now, here's longtime friend, Rebecca Cantrell, author of A Trace of Smoke. She, Hannah Vogel series of books. She's got several books out now and more stuff coming. She's done some compilations and she's done some co-authoring with somebody else, and so she's done a little bit of everything, which is pretty cool. So that's a lot of fun. So we talked to her, and I don't remember meeting her. I'm more than sure I did meet her when we were in Berlin. Her and my wife went to school together, John F. Kennedy Schule, and we were all at the same function at one time, and we talk about that in the episode very briefly. So I might have run into her in the past, but it's a lot of fun talking to her in the present. And so we still stay in touch. And just like everybody else, Charles, T.H.E. Hill, Inga, Jackie, John, Michael, Ray, Rob, Mark, everybody, we still talk, and that's a lot of fun. We're not actively, but you know what? We still stay in touch, and that's a good thing. Episode 31, it's Yoshika Lowe and Trisha Lindsay, and they are graduates of the Berlin American High School in West Berlin. And again, another perspective of family member life in Berlin and the Berlin Brigade. And that was a lot of fun. Well, they're working on a project. They're working on a military brats project. And so we talk about their project, and they're still doing it. So you might want to check out their website, bratsoverseas.com, and see what's going on over there and how you can help out. Episode 32, Daniel Barron. And Daniel was, this is the next face-to-face. Actually, come to find out, he lived right down the road from me. Or actually, his daughter and her husband and his grandkids, Daniel's grandkids, lived just right down the road from me. I didn't know. We started talking, and next thing I know, I'm sitting in his daughter's kitchen, dining room with Daniel, and we're just having a fantastic conversation. He, too, was also with the 3rd Battle Group 6th Infantry, and he gives us his perspective of what was life like in Berlin on August 13, 1961, the day the Soviet-backed East German government closed access to West Berlin and West Germany by beginning construction of the Berlin Wall. So check that one out. Also, in that same episode, everybody, this is the really cool one, because we also get to talk to, well, unfortunately, now I have to say, and it's sad to say, the late Lieutenant Colonel David Lincoln with the Armed Services Blood Program. Lieutenant Colonel David Lincoln, he was the Deputy Director of Operations at the Armed Services Blood Program, and we talked about the VCJD, or Mad Cow Disease Blood Donation Deferment, and how it affects active duty military personnel, the veterans, and anyone that served in or lived in Europe from 1960 to 1996. And it was a very interesting conversation, and it was nice to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Lincoln. He passed away not too long ago, but again, we got him and we've got his expertise, and he did talk to us and he took the time. So everybody over there at the Armed Services Blood Program, thank you. Keep up the good work, and hopefully one day, you know, we can find a way to figure out if that variant is in our blood system or not. I understand the need to not take that chance, and so that's why there's that deferment on blood donation. But and it's across the board. It's there are no exemptions. It's across the board. Nobody will take it just because just the way it is. Nobody wants to take the chance because there is no test for the man-cow disease at this time. So better safe than sorry. And I understand that, and I hope everybody else does. But again, to get more information on that, visit. I invite you to visit and listen to episode 32. Wow, we're moving up in there. Episode 33, fantastic. Another one where I actually get to meet and talk face-to-face with our interview guests. And this one, I actually was lucky enough to get invited to the embassy or the residence of the ambassador to the United States of America from the Federal Republic of Germany, then Dr. Klaus Scheierhoff. He was then the ambassador. And got to go to Washington, D.C., got to go to Georgetown and actually visit there at the residence. It was an awesome reception, a great time. And I got a chance to talk to Bundeswehr, then, I'm not sure he's already moved up in rank, then Bundeswehr Lieutenant Colonel Eric Offerman, Deputy Army Attaché assigned to the Embassy of the Federal Republic of Germany. And we talked a little bit about Germany, the United States and Germany, the cooperation there, especially in with at foreign nations or third nations, and third nations, I say, outside of the United States, outside of Germany, and operations in Afghanistan particularly. But then I did ask him one question, and, you know, it's kind of like, wow, it's you've got to listen to it. I mean, I can go into detail. I don't want to go into detail because, again, that's what episode 33 is about. And you get to hear a speech by the ambassador, then ambassador, Dr. Klaus Scheierhoff, on 10-1 he made in the evening of October 1st, 2010. And he talks about, he just talks about how unique the relationship is with the United States and Germany and how it all came to be. And it was everybody on all sides working to achieve, well, first of all, the Berlin Wall to fall, the border restrictions, travel restrictions to be eased, and ultimately the unification or the German Day of Unity, or the Day of German Unity. So that was a lot of fun, and that would be episode 33. Episode 34, again, now we're back to the Where Were You When the Berlin Wall Fell, and that was in 2011 edition, and so we've got all those previous guests. Episode 35, longtime friend, we haven't had a chance to do it, we finally got to do it, Colonel John Alvarado, United States Army retired and New Mexico resident. So if you're in the New Mexico area and you haven't met John, I invite you to drop him an email and get together with him. He's a lot of fun. Great time talking to him. Great stories about the duty train. Wow. I mean, there's stuff that happened that only, unless you were on a train that night, you know about what happened. Well, now we all know what happened. But prior to that, and we also talk about some sad realities too. Some of the things that happen in our life and experiences, and it's something that affected the entire Berlin Brigade. Anybody that served during and after that, it was life changing to a point, because it changed the way we viewed things across the board. So we talk about some of those things. Check it out, episode 35, Colonel John Alvarado, United States Army retired, and a great time with him. Thank you, John, for chatting with us. Episode 36, Texas State Representative James White. That was a lot of fun too. I didn't know he had served as a XO, platoon leader, mortar platoon leader, battalion property book officer, company XO, like I said. Oops. He was with A Company, 5th Battalion, 502nd Infantry from 87 to 1990. Great stuff. And then we also talk about how he moved into politics and became a state representative, or Texas state representative in the state legislature. And I want to say this past May, they just finished up. So he was there taking care of business in Texas, at the Texas legislature there in Austin. So again, thank you very much there, Representative James White. It was nice talking to you, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time, and keep up the good work. Episode 37 was me. Episode 38, good friend, longtime friend, one of my first friends that I had when I first got to Berlin, Darren Taylor. And he's up in the U.S. Northwest, and he's running, at that time he was running a security company, he was doing some training, he was doing a lot of cool stuff. I really like what he was doing, and that was really neat. So and now he's moved on to other things, But I won't get into that. I do invite you to listen to episode 38. My good friend Darren Taylor and Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry. Episode 39 was another informational episode. And hey, but guess who came back in episode 40? That's right, Colonel John Alvarado, United States Army retired. We did a second interview with him, and we got into even more detail. Some great stuff about the transportation office, what was going on, the train, the duty train, and all of that. Episode 42, Michael Kilmer. This guy was a lot of fun. Got to meet him and his lovely wife. We spent an awesome dinner time. My family, his wife, we met at a German guest house, beer garden, right down the road from where I live. One of my favorite places to go eat German food. So if I can't make it, they've got it covered. So we sat down there. He was down here. In Texas, we call them snowbirds. They come down here for the winter, down to South Texas, and then they pack up their RV and head back up for the spring and summer to be up close to family and friends. And that's what Michael and his wife were doing. And that was a lot of fun. I tell you, I can do that again. So again, if you find yourself down in South Texas, drop me a note. We'll get together, have some great German food, great conversation, great German beer. They've got some German beer on tap that you would not believe. So definitely give me a holler. But listen to episode 42, because you get to hear Michael and I talk about what was going on back from October 60 to August 62 when he was with the 592nd Signal Support Company. That was a lot of fun. Let's see, we move on. The 2012, Where Were You When the Berlin Fall? That was episode 43. Wishing you a Fröhliche Weihnachten on episode 44. Episode 45, this guy was a character. This guy's a hoot. It was a lot of fun, and it still is. And you have not, I guarantee you, everybody, you have not heard of the last from episode 45 guest, Mark Valley, 42nd Engineer Company. That's what he started off at after he left West Point. And he's also an actor. He was a lawyer on Harry's Law. He played a cop on Fringe, the show on Fox. Body of Proof with the lovely, talented, awesome, fantastic Dana Delaney. Mark plays a police officer, a detective, opposite Dana Delaney's medical examiner. That's the role she plays in the show. He also starred in Stolen with Nicolas Cage. And most recently in the movies, he is seen as the C-130 pilot in O Dark Thirty. But definitely you can check him out in Body of Proof. But like I said, you haven't heard the last of him here on BerlinBrigade.com. So be on the lookout for something interesting coming down the line. Let's see. That's episode 45. Then we start rushing right into... We talked to Rebecca Cantrell once again. And that's episode 46. And she's the... she continues on with the Hannah Vogel Mystery Series. And with author James Rollins, she co-wrote The Blood Gospel. And that's an interesting series of books, too. Be sure you check that out. And let's see. I talk a little bit on episode 47. Episode 49 is Larry Schweikert. Larry Schweikert is also a producer of the documentary Rockin' the Wall. And, oh, man, it's awesome. If you have not seen that episode, please, by all means, check it out. Visit Rockin' the Wall. And literally, it's Rockin' the Wall, but... it's just easier to type it out. Rock, Rockinthewall, rockinthewall.com. That's the film. Check out the trailer. You can purchase your own copy of it. It's fantastic documentary. Very interesting stories about what went on and how, you know, music just transcended everything. It didn't matter. You couldn't stop it. And so check out that episode, and that'd be episode 48. Also, we mentioned the Allied Museums the Allied Museum in Berlin, the former Outpost Theater, and Nicholson Library has all been converted into an Allied Museum, and that's run by a great group of people. So if you get a chance and you're in Berlin, please, I beg you to please stop in at the Allied Museum, the old Outpost Theater, the Major Nicholson Library. Stop in. Say hello and tell them BerlinBrigade.com sent you, and they sent you because you need to be there. You need to go visit. It's fantastic. Well, this right now they're kind of in the middle of the next exhibition or the current exhibition. It's called From GI Blues to GI Disco, The American Way of Music in Germany. So definitely check that out. It's a very interesting exhibit, and I learned something. I know I did. Episode 49 is me answering some email, and episode 50, it takes us to this one. It's me answering some email. But I'm not answering email. I'm just talking about my favorite episodes. And you know what? All 50, including this one, have been my favorite episode. Why is this one? Because I get a chance to tell you, hey, look, I really, really did like doing this. I still like doing this. I will love doing this forever. If I can, I will. But in the meantime, you know, we've got 49 that are done, and we've got 50 I'm working on as you're listening. So, you know, let's go for another 50 more. What do you say? And I hopefully will be a little bit more faster in turning these things out than I have been. So I thank you for your patience. But that's kind of a review of the past 49 episodes. But wait, don't go away. There is more. Well, folks, this is one of those things that I don't like doing, but we have to do. And it's just, well, it's when we have to say goodbye to a soldier. And in this case, that soldier is Lieutenant General Carol Glenn Marsh. Lieutenant General Marsh was 73 from Cummings, Georgia, and he passed away on Friday, August 23rd, 2013. General Marsh survived by his wife, three children, their spouses, 12 grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and his sister. General Marsh was born in Bracken County, Kentucky. And Lieutenant General Marsh was born in Bracken County, Kentucky on October of 1939. He spent his youth as a farmer. He attended high school in Bracken County. He married on September 11, 1961 in Washington, D.C. He graduated from the University of Kentucky in 1962 and was commissioned a second lieutenant upon graduation from the University of Kentucky and it's our Army ROTC program. He was a dedicated soldier for 34 years. Lieutenant General Marsh began his distinguished career as a soldier in the Army as a helicopter pilot and parachutist in Wertheim, Germany. He went on to serve two tours in Vietnam where he was a company commander. Lieutenant General Marsh completed the Infantry Officer Advanced Course and the Air Command Staff College at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama. He became a battalion commander at Fort Lewis, Washington. He attended the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Lieutenant General Marsh then was stationed in Berlin, Germany as Chief of Staff for the Berlin Brigade. He then went to Fort Lewis, Washington as a brigade commander and then Chief of Staff of I Corps. Lieutenant General Marsh was then stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky as Assistant Division Commander for the 101st Airborne Division. While there, he completed the Air Assault Course. Lieutenant General Marsh then went on to command the Berlin Brigade in Berlin, Germany. Under his watch, the Berlin Wall came down. Lieutenant General Marsh then became the division commander of the 2nd Infantry Division in Camp Casey, Korea. Following that, Lieutenant General Marsh was the Chief of Staff of Force Com at Fort McPherson, Georgia, and I Corps commander at Fort Lewis, Washington. During his long and distinguished career as an infantry soldier, Lieutenant General Marsh earned the following decorations: Defense Distinguished Service Medal, Distinguished Service Medal, Legion of Merit, Distinguished Flying Cross, Bronze Star Medal, Meritorious Service Medal, Air Medal with V device, numerous air medals, Army Commendation Medal, Army of Occupation Medal, National Defense Service Medal, Army Service Ribbon, Overseas Service Ribbon, Republic of Vietnam Campaign Medal, Valorous Unit Award, Air Assault Badge, Master Army Aviator Badge, Parachutist Badge, Republic of Vietnam Gallantry Cross with Palm, and Republic of Vietnam Civil Action Medal First Class. Following his career in the Army and in retirement, Glenn joined Cubic Applications as Vice President and General Manager of the Columbus, Georgia office. He worked for Cubic for 13 years, where he again distinguished himself as a valued advisor to military units across the country and abroad. Glenn had many admirers in both of his careers. Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. And it's again hard to say goodbye, but again, we have to. That's just the way things are, and that's just the way it is as a, well, soldiers. That's the way it is. And that's life. But hey, you know, we got to move on, and we are better people because of having these kinds of leaders in our lives. I read the guest book, the online guest book for Lieutenant General Marsh, and you know, some of the things that old soldiers or old people that worked for him or worked under his command or served under his command and knew him personally or knew him in military professional, they all say one thing: this guy was the real deal. And folks, that's what we all want. We all want to be, you know, hey, that's just the way, that's how we want to go out, just to be known as we were the real deal. So Lieutenant General March, rest in peace. May your family know and are comforted by the fact that, hey, you did good. You've changed a lot of people's lives. A lot of great things happened because of you. And that's a good thing. Okay, everybody. I want to talk next about the registry. The registry, I thank you for everybody that's submitted your information and you shared it. And I hope you understand what's been happening. And you can see it's slowly all starting to come back up online because I think we've got it under control. But in the meantime, we had something very interesting pop up, a great opportunity for some of the vets of the Berlin Brigade. It was a fantastic opportunity. And what it was is I got notified that a production company in the Boston, Massachusetts area was looking for veterans that served during the Cold War, especially in the 1960s. And boom, luckily the registry, I hit the master database that I have, and I quickly figured out who served in the 1960s, and I sent out, I'm not kidding, over 600 emails to those veterans that had signed up on the registry and said, hey, this was my time in, this is when I left, and I used those two to figure out who was there. Well, folks, I sent them out, and I want to say about 10% of them came back undeliverable. What does that mean? That means either somebody's closed down their email address and changed it, or closed it down altogether. Folks, if you change it, let me know. That way I can make an update here. Those of you that have made the submission and have said, hey, look, this is my new email address, thank you. Excuse me. Thank you. For doing that, it really helps, because opportunities like this don't pop up all the time, but when they do, I want to make sure that I can get you the information you need so you can be informed and decide, hey, I want to participate in this. This is a great opportunity to have my story told. And I'm talking about you, your story, not mine. I mean, I tell mine all the time, but that's beside the point. What I'm getting at is this is a great opportunity for you to get your story told and say, hey, look, this is what went on. So again, if you don't tell me, you don't give me your correct email address or you change it, then we've got a problem, because I can't get that word out to you. Now, this was strictly targeted to just those that served in the 1960s, so I didn't go outside that boundary. So what I'm getting at is if you served in the 70s or the 50s or the 80s or the early 90s or the 40s, the late 40s, you did not get this email because it didn't apply to you. But I guarantee you that when they're asking for somebody from this time period, you will get notified. And I truly believe that we're going to start looking at requests coming in from the 70s and late 60s. Again, looking at the political climate as it changed out of a Vietnam type thing to a non-draft military, and how that was affecting people and operations and the way things were done. And then pretty soon we're also going to be starting hearing from people looking for soldiers or veterans that served under President Reagan. Again, heady times, that glasnost, perestroika, detente. So we're going to look, I see all of that slowly starting to come. So that's why it's important that you have your information up to date. And of course, the biggest important reason, the number one reason, is, hey, how else are your buddies going to find you? Because if they can't find you, or they see your name there, they see an email address, and then they send it to that email address, and then it bounces back as undeliverable because there is no such an account, you know, is it really worth putting your information up there in the first place? So again, folks, I'm asking, keep your email addresses up to date here. It doesn't cost you anything. There's no fee. There's no There's no charge. It's just patience that I'll get to it and I'll get it uploaded and done. But I think I've got that under control, and I know I've said it before and I'll keep saying it again. It slips away, then it gets back under control and it slips away, and guess what? It will slip away. But in the meantime, if you can get me your, make sure that your information is up to date. So I invite you to visit the website. I invite you to visit the registry and take a look to make sure that your information is up to date. And if it's not, just fill out the registry form, send it in again. Please no direct emails, because the registry form, that message goes to an entirely separate account, and that is strictly just for that. So that's where I go and grab that. If you just send me an email, david@berlinbrigade.com, hey, can you change my email address? Well, it just depends on what's going on. I'll filter it out one way or another, but what's to say that it isn't somebody else sending their information about you? And then again, the same token with the form. But the form, I actually get to look it over, and I don't bounce it around. It doesn't fall into the spam folder, or it doesn't get mixed up with other spam. And trust me, people, I get spam a lot, because again, it's out there. So please keep your information up to date. And the next time somebody's looking for veterans from a certain time period, or from a certain location, or from certain states, that's why the registry form has those states, you know, that where do you live. And that's all it's for. It's just so I know that if there's somebody's looking for somebody, say, from Idaho, boom, I pull up the list and find all the ones that are from Idaho, and they get top priority. And we go from there. Or if they're looking for somebody from Texas. Oh, and speaking of Texas, everybody, if you live in the state of Texas and you served during the Cold War, which we all did, be ready. We've got some great announcement coming up here real soon. The Texas Historical Commission is doing something, and we're talking to them, and we should be getting something put together to announce to you guys real soon. The project's already underway, but a more solidified kind of, these are the rules, here's what we're looking for, here's how we're going to do it, is coming. So be ready, be on the lookout, it's happening soon. So, again, that's why it's important to have your email addresses up to date. The next thing definitely is where we're going. And where we're going is up. We're moving up. We're moving on. We're going forward. Right now, contrary to the rumors that have been flying around throughout the years, no, there is no plan to stop the podcast. There is no plan to stop the Facebook page. There is no plan to stop BerlinBrigade.com. No plans whatsoever. I know I'm not, but you know, if the rumor mongers want to do it, then more power to them. But again, the only way to squash a rumor is to go to the source and say, hey, Dave, I've been hearing this. And trust me, if it's true, I'll tell you. If it's false, I'll tell you. And I will tell you to go back to those rumor mongers, those that are spreading the rumors, and just let them know that, hey, you went straight to the horse's mouth. And that's what he said. So, again, just letting you know that we're here for the long haul, and it's going to be that way. But in order to get there, because it's all of us. I need your help. I need you to help me. One, folks, we need guests. We need guests, because everybody's got a story to tell, and everybody's not afraid to say it. But for some reason, people just don't want to be on the podcast, and they don't want their story to be told. And you know what? No, that's what this is about. It's to get your story told, to say, hey, look, here's what I did. Here's what went on. Here's my perspective. It took a lot for John, Mike, Ray, and Jackie to get together and put their story together and then tell the whole world what happened back in 1986. And, you know, that took a lot of guts. First to do it, then to be told not to talk about it, and then now to go ahead and just tell the world about it. I mean, that's what it's about. So don't back down. You've got something to say. Yeah, it might not have been as dramatic. You might not have helped somebody escape, but you know what? Sometimes if the little kid, you remember some little kid at the department store just looking up at you and with wonderment in his eyes, just thinking, hey, what is it like to be that guy, to be that soldier? To be the American, and then a couple of years later, he gets to experience that freedom. Well, you know what? That little story right there, that's something that should be shared, because again, it's what happened. It's a reality that was happening to us every day we were in Berlin. So without a doubt, and also, I also want to make sure that you understand that, you don't have to have a book already. You don't have to have a movie. You don't have to have a radio show. You don't have to have anything other than just you being in Berlin. That's who we want to talk to. And I want to talk to everybody. I mean, we've talked to infantry people because, hey, you know, we rock. And that's the way we roll. But you know what? There was other people that were there. You know, there was the aviation detachment. So anybody in aviation detachment, drop me a note, please. Let's get this going on. Combat support battalion, you guys played a major role in what we were doing. Come on, drop me a note. I'm calling you guys out. Helmstead Support Detachment, I've dropped several notes and I'm still waiting on a response. Medac, I'm waiting to hear from you. The 16th Constabulary, I am so sorry. 16th Constabulary Squadron, there we go, I apologize. I want to hear from you. Armed Forces Network Berlin, hey, AFN Berlin, you guys talked a lot. Why am I the only one talking? So come on, I want to hear from you guys. Allied Staff, bitte, please. 6941 Guard Battalion, local National Guard Battalion. Hey, you guys rocked. I mean, you guys made our job that much easier. You guys really went above and beyond. You guys did stuff that, I mean, it was like, wow, I didn't know that you guys did this. But until I got there, it was just surprising at what level of support and capacity you guys really made our existence. So I want to hear from you. Hey, 73rd 50th Security Police Squadron, you guys, come on. MPs, we talked to an MP already. There's more MPs out there. Let's see, who else? 320 Field Artillery, 94th Field Artillery. I know we talked to somebody. Let's talk to somebody else. And this time, let's really talk. I know you guys just had a reunion. I want to hear about it. Everybody else wants to hear about it. Those that didn't get to go, you know what? Why don't you come on board? Drop me a note and say, hey, I want to tell everybody about it because we're going to have a reunion next year. And maybe we can get more people to show up. Let's see, who else? Signal Support Company. Want to hear from you too. Let's see, who else? Yes, some of the miscellaneous units. You know, definitely. So, want to hear from you. The 570th MP Company, the Railway MPs, want to hear from you. 7747 MP Railway Security Group, want to hear from you. Hey, also, our allies, I want to hear from you. Please, we want to hear your side of the story, you allies, everybody. Anybody who served in the Allied forces. And again, because it was Berlin, we were still allies. And I'm talking about the Soviets, French, the United Kingdom, anybody. Hey, Devon and Dorsetshire, Black Watch, anybody, I'm calling you guys out. Let's go. Let's get it going on. We want to talk to you. We want to hear your side. We want to know what went on your sector. We want to know what you guys thought of us. We had some great times across the board. French Commando School, those that went to French Commando School, the tattoos, the British forces that attached to the American forces that went to Veelflicken and had some great time in Veelflicken. We want to hear from you. I remember this one time we went to Hamelburg. That was awesome. We had some awesome times with some Brits, but I don't remember that song. That beer drinking song. I know it involved slapping the table and snapping our fingers and calling out a number. I, for the life of me, don't remember. But hey, you know what? 247 Provost Company, Royal Military Police. What are you doing now? RAF Police Provost Operations, RAF Gatow. Hey, come on, let's go. Waiting to hear from you. And of course, our German military police, Polizei. There we go. The Polizei liaisons. I want to hear from you guys. You know, because again, you've got stories to tell. The stories that, you know, many of us just in passing, because we were what we were, what we did in our assignments. Maybe we got to see you guys just in passing. You know what? I'll call it out and I'll say it just one time, but I wouldn't mind. If you can, if you're able, Detachment A, OPSEC all the way, I understand. But if there is a way, that would be fun. That would be interesting to hear something from anybody from Detachment A. And you know who you are. And we'll leave it at that. But I'd love to hear from you guys. I mean, come on. Everybody would love to hear from you. The 502nd Infantry, 4th, 5th, and 6th Battalion. I mean, we're not going to forget you guys. But, hey, you got a story to tell? You just want to sit down and talk? Or you know what? You just want to tell us what you did, when what you felt, what you heard, what you were doing when the Berlin Wall fell down? By all means. But you know what? Last but not least, we all need to hear from somebody who served in the 1946 Kama Squadron, anybody that served with the U.S. Air Force at Tempelhof. You guys have an awesome story. I know, because it's there. I've seen the big ones, the little ones. I'm talking about the airplanes, and I'm talking about the jets, and I'm talking about the carriers, and I'm talking about the transports. I'm talking about the helicopter, aviation, the Army Aviation Detachment Unit there. You know, you can be Air Force, but tell us what you thought, what you did, how you supported the mission. And, you know, you guys all have great stories, and that's what I'm talking about. There's a lot of stories that we haven't talked about that have yet to be told, that need to be told. So I want to hear from you guys, because, again, you guys are the ones that are going to take us into the next 50 episodes and beyond. I mean, if I could line up 50 episodes, I'd bang them all out here within the next 50 days. One episode a day, every day for the next 50 days. I'll do it. But you know what? It starts with you guys calling, messaging, dropping an email, dave@berlinbrigade.com. That's it. info@berlinbrigade.com if you don't know what it is or you don't remember my name. That's okay. But drop me a note and just say, hey, look, I want to be on. I've got something to share with everybody. And you know what? We'd all love to hear it, because that's what it's all about. So again, I'm calling everybody out. 1st Battalion, 6th Infantry, 1st Battalion, 18th Infantry, 287th MP, 2nd Battle Group, 272nd MP Company, 298th Band, 279th Station Hospital, 320 Field Artillery, 40th Armor, 42nd Engineer Company. Hey, engineers, you too. You guys put stuff together. You guys blow stuff up. Let's hear about it. Let's see. Who haven't I mentioned? Berlin Observer. Whoever served or worked at the Berlin Observer. You know what? I definitely want to hear from you guys. Let's see. Who else? Field Station. I can't leave you guys out. Without a doubt. And of course, anybody who served at the Clay compound, Clay headquarters, definitely want to hear from you. Somebody from the office of the staff judge advocate, the 7th Weather Squadron, anybody. Let's see. Drivers, you guys have some, I bet you guys have some interesting stories that, well, you know what? Maybe we don't want to hear from drivers, but by the same token, we do. So again, definitely. So again, I don't know what more to say. Just you guys, we need you. I need you. The BerlinBrigade.com needs you. Everybody that's on the registry, we need you. We got to hear from you. We want to hear from you. So again, Dave@BerlinBrigade.com, and we'll move on and we'll go into the next 50 episodes, and it'll be awesome. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is, what we're offering on the website. Right now, we've got the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory all up and running. And if you're a Berlin Brigade veteran and you own a business or you manage a business or you work with the business and you want to promote your business, then by all means, I do invite you to sign up at the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory sign up page. And you can go to the homepage, and it's a bright yellow box, and you click on it, and it just says, attention, Berlin Brigade veteran business owners, get your business listed. We've got a directory now, and we've got 4, 6, 8 businesses on there, from Texas to New West Virginia to New York to New Mexico to Florida, Tennessee, and Oregon. So we've got coast to coast. And guess what? I know a lot of you guys out there have your own businesses, so come on. I mean, this is it. Trust me, this is where I go look. I'm looking at a couple of things, services that somebody here offers. And I'm also looking professionally for personal reasons. But then again, I'm also looking professionally at my company, possibly doing some work for another company. And it's a great way to network with each other, because again, we know where we come from. We share the same values. We know what we can do, because again, we experience the same experience. So that's who I would turn to first before I'd go and look at somebody else. So again, and by the same token, you don't have to be a business owner. You can be a consumer. You say, hey, you know what? I'm looking for somebody to restore this old car. Well, guess what? We've got that. you know what, I'm looking for a little protection, or I'm getting ready to get into a business situation and I could use some legal assistance, we've got that. What else have we got? I mean, we've got it. We've got the gamut. We've also got this company that builds these awesome looking bunk beds. Check it out. It's on the directory. And, you know, by the same token, we've got a company say you need, you got some home videos and you, or you've got some videos for your company that you want to convert from VHS to DVD. If it hasn't already been done so, there's a company that does that and we can do that online. As far as, you know, shipping and all the whole transaction can be handled online. We've got a company that does, pretty much a little bit of everything. I think we got that covered, but you know what? We're lacking your business. So what you do, let us know. Fill out that Veterans Business Directory setup form. Give us all the pertinent information. And then next thing you know, it's on the directory. And by all means, you know, this is where I'm going to look first from here on out. And the neat thing is that because I get to build it, I get to see all the new businesses that come in. And it's exciting to see when somebody submits their information and it's like, wow, okay, somebody else could use this service. Or I can't wait to tell somebody about this service. And guess what? It happens. What else are we doing? Have you checked out our Sound and Vision page? That is the other yellow bar down near the middle bottom or just below the middle of the homepage. Click on it. And it'll take you to our Sound and Vision page. All of our guests who have written a book, have a movie, have something out there that's for sale, DVD, there it is. So by all means, and yours truly, his book is out there now, The Walking Leader. I know, a little shameless self-promotion, but hey, I got a captive audience, so why not? I'd be a fool not to. So again, check out the Sound and Vision page on our on the website. And last but not least, our e-commerce page or our commerce page, I do invite you to check it out. That's how, you can get some really cool gear. The gear of the month or the gear of the past 2 months has been the Berlin Brigade individual unit coffee mugs. You can get just about any unit in the Berlin Brigade and a coffee mug, two sizes. I'm working on the Steins, but if you scroll further down in our e-commerce page, just about, we've got the major pages, major units, and I know of, and I need to add more, and they're going to be added, so don't worry. But again, you can get some great Berlin Brigade gear, new right now. We've got they're called rash guard shirts, but basically they're like those performance tees, the performance dry tees. There we go. And then there's looser ones, and those would be the rash guard ones, to protect your underarm from getting rashes and stuff from that you would normally get on those performance dry t-shirts. We also have the overall men's t-shirt. That's a new logo design. It's got the Fernsehturm, the radio tower in East Berlin, the former East Berlin. It's got the Brandenburg Gate, the Berlin Brigade patch, and the word Berlin Brigade all up front of the entire shirt. Pretty cool. We've got the performance jacket with the embroidered Defenders of Freedom coin patch. We've got putties, pullovers, a water bottle, sippy cups, even for the kiddos. The bib, we got a bib, infant creeper, a toddler t-shirt, a baby blanket for the Berlin Brigade soldier or new soldier. We've got hats, caps, trucker hats, stonewash cap, running cap. And just a really nice khaki-looking Berlin Brigade cap. We even have the property of the Wannsee Rec Center flip-flops, and with the Berlin patch and 45 and 94 on the left and right foot, respectively, or flip-flop. Boxer shorts, women's light pajamas, men's light pajamas, footed pajamas. Those are pretty cool. That's the entire thing. We've got keychains, necklaces, messenger bags, tote bags, stuff, beach tote, a gym bag, not that one, that's a different one. We've got an official field bag. That is pretty cool. I like that one. That is really neat. And where was that when I was in or when we were in? But that is pretty cool. And that comes in two colors, khaki and yellow. I like the khaki one. It's kind of a throwback to the World War II stuff. messenger bags, got a little bit of everything, business card case. Hey, whoever bought that business card case, thank you. And please drop me a picture of you using it, because I want to see it in use. I want to actually see what you got. So I thank you for purchasing, but definitely drop me a picture. Wine tote bags, neoprene lunch bags, iPhone 4, iPhone 3, iPad, iPad Touch, iPod Touch, iPad 2 covers, phone cases, chargers, laptop skins, iPad 2 cases, power bank, a Nexus S phone case, the Incredible 2 phone case, iPad 3 folio, a little bit of everything, and a Kindle kickstand case. Awesome. And of course, you know, we've got the drinkware, mugs, the large and the regular size coffee mugs, the 2013 Stein, and I'm going to change it up every year. So the 2013 Stein, be sure you get yours, because it's going to change here in December. So be sure you get yours before December. Once it's gone, it's gone. The SIG water bottle, I love mine. It's all metal. It's awesome. It's a 1 liter bottle. It's really cool. It's awesome. It's all metal. That's what you hear right there. Hello. And that's me talking into it. But it's awesome. I love it. Thermos bottle, large, 12 ounces. And we got a bigger one. The shot glass. We got a pint glass. The flask. That is awesome. And that works. It really does work. A bottle chiller, a wine bottle chiller. Cocktail shaker. I have yet to get one, but I will get one and make some cocktails from that one. The beer can insulator. That's that, you know, you put your adult beverage, aluminum adult beverage, aluminum canned adult beverage. You put that in there. It's supposed to keep it warm. But we also have the Velcro one. So if you don't want an insulator, you got the Velcro beer cooler. Travel mug and insulated thermos. Those are pretty cool. Tiles, treasure box, a barbecue apron. Those are cool. Coasters, clocks, pillows. And just came online, the Berlin Brigade playing cards. Check those out. Those are pretty cool. And the beach towel, the calendar. The 2013 calendar is going to change here in the next couple of weeks. By October, it's going to be the 2014 edition, and it'll have a new one. Right now, we've got the Europa Center on it. Clipboard, buttons, pins, patches, bumper stickers, the Proudly Serve Berlin Brigade bumper sticker. And also new, the Berlin Brigade Brigade banner. That is awesome, and that's it looks just like a regular brigade flag, where it's got the dark blue and the red. This thing is 44 inches by 30 inches, 44 wide, 30 tall. This thing is awesome, and it's got the Berlin Brigade patch right in the middle, right where it should be. It is pretty cool. It's one-sided, though, but hey, you can only see one side at a time anyway. License plate frames, we've got two styles, and the 2013 Christmas ornaments will be coming up online, so be on the lookout for those if you're into collecting Christmas ornaments. Those are ready. So again, all of that stuff you can get from our Cafe Press page. That's just the Berlin Brigade stuff. We've got stuff from the other units, 6th Battalion, 4th Battalion, some You Are Leaving the American Sector, the Berlin Frankfurt Duty Train store. That's awesome, awesome stuff there. What else we got? 2nd Battalion, 6th Infantry, 3rd, 6th Infantry, 4th Battalion, 6th Infantry, 42nd Engineer Company, field artillery, your stuff. Well, I'm not going to infringe on your stuff, so by all means, don't worry. I'm not going to take your stuff. And folks, if you want some 94th or 320 field artillery stuff, you're going to have to go to their page. And their page is linked on the BerlinBrigade.com links page. And just go to the home page and then scroll down to links, and you'll see that. And you've got a lot of other links. So again, if you haven't checked out BerlinBrigade.com and you've just been listening to my voice for the past however long, 50 episodes now, I do invite you to go visit. It's a lot of great stuff there. Well, listen, it's time to wrap this whole thing up. Episode 50. I thank you for listening. I thank you for making it this far. I thank you. And really, I need your help, but I need your help in the sense of, you know, hey, I need guests. We need guests. So come on, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com. And also, you know, buy some of the cool gear, because that's what helps keep this entire website up and running. Obviously, I mean, who wouldn't like a donation? And that's fine if you're willing, if you're wanting to. You don't have to. But you know what? I do recommend that if you want to do something, I do recommend you buy some gear. That way you get something in return. And you see a return on your investment right then and there, because you get that cup, you get that mug, you get that shirt, you get the calendar, you get the banner, whatever. It's cool stuff, and I'm constantly trying to get some new designs up there, trying to figure out what's going to work. And so if you've got an idea, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com. But those of you that have purchased, I thank you very much. It is greatly appreciated. It's made things a lot easier. I don't have to worry if something fails or there's an issue. Luckily, you guys have supported every change that we've had here, hardware-wise, software-wise, and I truly appreciate it because you guys have been the driving force that has kept this thing going on. I mean, I would do it, but it'd just be that much harder. But I thank you for your assistance, and I thank you in advance for your continued support. Listen, I'm Dave Guerra. This is episode 50. It has been a blast to bring you these 50 episodes, and it's going to be even better. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an adventure. And most of all, it's going to be unique to bring you the next 50 and many, many more. So again, thanks a lot. Thank you for listening. Take care. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
Sergeant Major, dismiss the brigade! The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a Dave Guerra production. Thank you.